Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson, and I'm joined here with my brother, my older brother.
Taj.
What is it again?
Taj Jackson.
Taj. And we do not have TJ in the studio today. What's up, TJ? But we have something better.
The new improved model.
We have the new and improved model. Please state your name for the audience.
Royal Jackson.
Oh. What's up, Royal?
Nothing much.
We got Royal down to the show.
Voice sounds lower than mine right now.
Royal, I like that. Cool. Wait, hold on, Royal. Hold on. There's one. Say something.
Hello.
Okay, that's what I thought. We don't need mic number three, so I muted it. What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
I'm good. I had to run across the street, so I'm a little
out of
breath.
Yeah, we had a curveball taken to us.
Yeah, well, our normal normal parking changed, so.
Yeah, so we had a scramble a little bit, but we're a little late, but we're good enough to be close to time.
Yes.
Quickly, it's October 11th, so a quick shout out to our other brother from another mother, Louis Tapia. Happy birthday,
Louis.
Buddy. How's you guys' week? Start with you, Taj.
You would start with me. It was good. I mean, I guess for me, which is really weird, I mean, Star Wars, the trailer came out, so I watched it.
I haven't seen it.
Does it look good?
Yeah, I got tickets as well for it. Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, you know, anyway, but I mean, what I try and do is lower my expectations because it's like nothing's ever lived up to my expectations since like the last 10 years, so.
But this is like the side.
This is the Luke, Leia, Han.
Oh, so this is like back to the original. Yeah. This isn't the side one.
This is the original.
And did you like the last, what was it, Lost Hope or something like that?
The last one that came out. What was the last, 2014 was it?
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens, yeah. How was it, did you like that one?
I did like that. Yeah, I did. You know, I mean, the hard thing was is that I just had so much hype for it that it wasn't, I saw it the second time and I appreciated it more. First time's too much hype.
And it was very similar.
Yeah.
To the, oh, I think we all saw it together, didn't we?
Yeah.
What else? Anything else?
You tell me. You know my
yeah,
week
I'll
better
it.
Than
I'll cover it because you missed it. Royal, how was your week?
It was pretty plain. Just school and work. That's it.
You struck out too, Royal. Royal, where were you? Where were you this whole? Where were you? You just got back in the state, didn't you?
That was last week.
Okay, well, we got to go from Wednesday to Wednesday.
Oh, well, I left Tuesday, and I went to New York for the first time.
Yeah.
This is my second time being on the East Coast. My first time was to Boston. But, yeah, it was cool. It was completely different from here.
How's the weather?
It was good. It was actually just like this, just not as hot. It was probably like 70.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were in New York,
mm-hmm.
and you went with?
My dad.
That's great.
I brought the good weather with me.
Okay, good. And you guys, I saw some Instagram pictures and looked like you guys had some fun.
Yeah.
So that's nice. My week was pretty good. I had soccer with Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
We all went to. And then Taj, what you missed was Auntie Janet's concert.
See, I always miss the big things. TJ did that to me last year.
Yeah, I missed. I know. The biggest things you miss. Yeah, I get it.
It's because it's like I've tweeted about it. Like for me, I already feel like I've said it already.
And it's the most obvious thing, and you missed it. But I get it. But yeah, we went to Auntie Janet's concert. It was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on, was it
Sunday?
Sunday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Sunday. And I hadn't been to the Hollywood Bowl in so long. Probably like 20 plus years.
Jeez.
Yeah. I haven't been there since high school. When I went with my high school band, when I was playing the French horn, for a symphony. That's how long. I think that was the only time I went. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the venue. I enjoyed the show. And of course, she, you know, I tweeted about it. But she brought all the dancers on, which was my favorite for the Rhythm Nation. That was my favorite.
When you say dancers, you mean all
the
her,
dancers
her past
from the
dancers.
Past.
Yeah.
From every single tour that she's done. There were a few missing, but it was so great for me to see all of them again, because I haven't seen them in so many years. But it was great to see them on stage doing what, you know, they love. And of course, some of them don't do that anymore. Some of them went on to do choreography, and some are pursuing different careers.
Some are actresses and actors. Yeah,
exactly. But it was great to see everyone on stage. But I loved the show. I had a good time. And Bryce and Adrian and Bree, we all went. And Bryce and Adrian, it was actually their grandmother's birthday. Mm. And they were hesitant on going because they wanted to spend time with their grandma. But I made them come. Because you never know when you're going to see Auntie Janet again. And they loved it. They were on their seats, standing on their seats the whole time. But
I love
that was
that. Yep, that's how we started. Yep.
That's what we, that was our weeks. Mm. Todd, you want to go through the disclaimer?
No. Hold on, I wanted to give a birthday shout out first. I'm sorry, I'm on Twitter right now. Birthday shout out to Tiago Henry, actually. His birthday is on the 12th.
All right.
And so we had a request from
Tiago Henry.
Karina. Well, it's Thiago, and I'm assuming the TH is Thai, because like Tiana and Thaisa and Tina.
Okay, so we might be saying the name wrong.
Because it's Brazilian.
Okay. So, well, we're going with that.
We're going with that. So, happy birthday. And yes, I'll do this disclaimer, since we shouldn't have the young guy do it, but I'll do it because I don't like doing it either. Disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Don't just rely on us.
Todd, I have to say something.
A plus.
That was much better than last week.
I told you. Got a little coffee in my system.
No. Did you practice? No, much better. You want to do the social handles?
No. Yes, I will. Twitter is at DDJ Foundation. Facebook is DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. Instagram is at DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. The website is www.ddjf.org. And the call-in number.
No, you're not getting to do that. Royal, you're ready.
Oh.
I'm Royal.
Sorry. The call-in number is 323-203-0815.
One more time, please.
323-203-0815.
Okay. Royal. That's the number. I have a quick thing real quick, Roy. And I do it too. Why do you say 203-0815?
Well, a remix.
Yeah. I do the same thing. Isn't that strange? It's just something
I anything starts with a zero, I say the zero.
When it starts
but
with a zero.
Because like you go 20, it's like the kind of messes up
the
flow.
Yeah, the flow. All right. I do the same thing. So that's the number. Please call in, be a part of the show, contribute, let us know what you guys think on today's topic, which is, Taj, you want to tell them today's topic?
Yes, there's a little disclaimer first, because a couple of listeners requested, because it for children, like, you know, because it's about sexual harassment and that. So there's a little disclaimer talking about choosing adult subjects, but we're not going to get adult with it. But it's about sexual harassment and just in general, and sexual harassment in the workplace. But also us as guys, you know, I wanted to kind of keep it, you know, with us as hosts being male, because a lot of women are sexually harassed and it's something that's very common. And we need to hear about it, and we need to know what we can do as us as guys, because, okay, you know, we don't, some of us haven't experienced it, and, you know, we don't understand it. And I think there needs to be open dialogue, and how can we help the scenario in terms of if someone is sexually harassed.
All right.
So there's a bunch of stuff that we can talk about, but this stemmed about from the Harvey Weinstein scenario, where he was accused of sexual harassment.
Okay, real quick, who is he?
He's a Hollywood mogul. He basically is a producer. He started the Weinstein company with his brother,
okay,
Rob. And they are huge people in the movie industry, like almost as big as you can get. Like if you've ever watched an Academy Awards or Oscars, someone's always thanking him. Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah, because he has a staple in that arena. So this is huge news, but it's also what we wanted to get out of it is basically opening up a dialogue, because whenever there's something like that, it's, and just to clarify, because I said he was accused, but he's also admitted on tape of groping women that has come to light. So I don't want to use the word accused anymore. I'm always careful, mm-hmm. but he has groped people in the past and he's apologized for it, but that doesn't mean it's right. And I'm not saying that I'm actually against him. So
okay.
I'm just trying to play both sides because we have to be, but there's no both sides on this.
Yeah.
So you guys know me very well right now. I'm always pro women and pro equal rights and the rights of women. So this is something that's important to me to bring to light in terms of, because it's been, supposedly this has been going on for a long time, for over 20 years.
With him.
And a lot of women were scared to speak out about it. A lot of women did and nothing happened. And so that is the reason why we wanted to talk about it.
So they were scared to speak out because
when a man is in position of power and is your boss, mm-hmm. you know, some of these women were, I want to say, blackballed from Hollywood. Basically, right. Like they were not. He made their life difficult afterwards. You know, he did advances to them, and then when they said no, you know, thanks. They would disappear. Not disappear in terms of in Hollywood's terms, you know. And I think that's so awful in that way. And it happens more common because now we're hearing it from other sides and stuff like that. But it's something that, you know, us growing up with, you know, a strong woman figure, our mom, we know about strong women, but we also know that men take advantage of women, you know, when they're in position of power. And so this is a topic that we just should discuss, need to discuss, and I think the world needs to discuss. So that is kind of, we were kind of hoping that we could get some listeners' viewpoints on it as well, if they've ever been sexually harassed.
Or if they know anybody.
I'm sure.
In those situations, workplace.
Yeah. And what did you do? Like, even if you've experienced it, did you tell someone, you know, or did you keep quiet because you were worried about your own career, you know, stepping forward? There's been a lot of these women came forward and they said something about it, but then nothing happened. And then a lot of powerful women had experienced it and didn't say anything. Mm. You know, they vowed never to work with him again. And so,
I've seen the story, but I don't know too much about him, or I didn't really learn that much about it. So these are things that happened a while ago or recently?
Both. Both. And I think it's more of, they said it was Hollywood's worst kept secret kind of thing. Like it wasn't, people kind of had experienced it and kind of vowed never to work with him. But his list of credits in terms of what he's been responsible for, Pulp Fiction, English Patient, Good Will Hunting, Silver Linings Playbook, Django Unchained. Dang. I'm literally reading it. Gangs of New York, you know, Shakespeare in Love. It's like, he's a staple in Hollywood in terms of, especially in the indie scene, you know. And I think that's the thing, is that this is what this big shakeup is.
Mm. Very interesting. That's our topic. The number is 323-203-0815. Let's take a caller.
Oh, we have a caller already.
Who's on the phone? Hello, welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show.
Hi.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi. This is Alicia.
Alicia, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Thank you.
I'm calling in reference to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I was sexually harassed, not at work, but in the place where I live. There was someone who worked for my apartment building, and when he would come to fix things in my apartment, he would flirt with me, and he at first it didn't really register that it was sexual harassment because I hadn't been in that situation before.
Mm-hmm.
But then one day he came to fix something and he propositioned me up against the sink in my my bathroom, which made me obviously very uncomfortable. And so I had written a letter to the to the person in that ran my apartment building.
Yeah.
And let them know and emailed them that information. And they they came and talked to me about it and went and talked to him as well. And he corroborated my story and was thankfully fired after a brief investigation. But they did ask me why it took me so long to come forward, because he had been doing that for 5 years.
Oh my God.
And like I said, I didn't realize that's what it was, and that's what I told them. But I was very thankful that they took it upon themselves to do something about it. And so I definitely understand where these women are coming from and why they don't speak out. And this whole thing is just very disenchanting because of he's not definitely not the only person that does that, and there are people in, you know, quote unquote regular jobs that happens to all the time, and that's why they don't say anything, because they're afraid of the consequences. So these things make me sick.
It's great that you actually said something, you know, because you were responsible for getting him fired, and as you said, they had said that it had happened for 5 years. So it's kind of like, I think that's one of the things too, is that speaking out against it and speaking up when it happens to you. And it is true that it's people often feel like guilty or whatever. They feel that some people feel like or scared, and I think that's the thing too, is that we have to encourage people to step out and file those claims or come together.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry that's something that you experienced, and thank you for sharing that with us and the listeners. How do you feel now? Is that something that has affected you? Are you more aware of like, how do you feel now?
It definitely has affected me, because like I said before, I didn't realize what that was at the time, but afterwards you, like for instance, when the Brock Turner rape case came up, it really hit me like, okay, that could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, with the everything that's happened with the president and subsequent instances happen that come to light like this one, it makes me angry, because the victim is often victimized even more because they're not believed.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be that way. People should be able to come forward and not be blamed for something that they're had no control over.
Exactly. And we're kind of in that climate that, as you said, you know, the president has had that attitude in terms of try not to be political, but in terms of his attitude towards women in that way. So it's like, it's very, we're in a very dangerous climate where, you know, we have our in the U.S. we have our president who has, you know, been caught on tape saying what he, you know, does to women and how he thinks of women. And so that, you know, when there's a climate like that and there's something that comes from the top down, and I think the thing is that we have to fight back about that, and we have to be strong, and we have to let women know that it's okay to step out, and because you're vulnerable when you step out and you say, you know, this has happened to me, because with that comes a lot of people that attack you. And that's the thing, is a lot of these people have said that they didn't come out because they didn't want the backlash of it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And Harvey Weinstein, he's been caught on tape too.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know,
I was telling Tara,
if that had been released, or if he had been prosecuted then, you know, this, at least it wouldn't be happening from him anymore. It's probably still happening, and, you know,
oh, it's definitely
by
happening
other people.
All over. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. And I just want to say one more thing. I'm very careful how to say this, but because this is an epidemic that happens mainly to women. But Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
I don't know if he tweeted or whatever, but he said that he was at a party, and a prominent male Hollywood person groped him, and his first reaction was that he wanted to punch him, but then he realized that and what it would look like in the news, and he let it go. Mm-hmm. He didn't let it go, but you know, but that was a thing. Like even someone like that, it can happen to.
Right.
And but he was thinking of the repercussions of it, and who would they believe, and
right.
all this, and you know, so it's like I think it doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. It's like you still question whether you should come out or not, and fight it, and or you know. And I think that we need to change the climate so that yes, it's okay to come out and say yes, right. this happened right. to me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that it should be that way for both men and women, and even more so, I think, for men, because it's very hard to talk about things like that because you get judged because you're a man.
Yeah.
And so I definitely do applaud Terry Crews for coming out with those tweets, because it needs to be talked about those ways.
Yeah. But let's not get it wrong. It happens 99% more to women. I mean, that's not an actual figure, but I'm just saying it happens more to women than men.
I know. But I think that men that it does happen to also need to speak out, because then when it happens to men, they know that they're not alone either.
Mm-hmm. That's you know? So true. That's very true. And I also, you bring up men in that way too. I think that there's a lot of men probably that have witnessed that behavior and didn't say anything, you know, and I think that's just as guilty in a way, because you have, you know, if you ever witness that experience or you see that, you know, you should tell the person, no, that's not okay. You know, and you need to stop that, or you need to get help, because I think there's a lot of people that enabled these guys to do this.
Yeah, definitely.
Real quick, Alicia, I wanted to know, when you were in that situation, did you hesitate at all to report him? Was there any hesitation?
No. As soon as that last thing happened, I knew it was wrong. I told him to get out of my apartment,
mm-hmm.
and I immediately was able to write down what happened to me, and after I had calmed down, obviously, and sent it to the person that it needed to be sent to.
But was there any fear of reporting him, or the backlash, or anything like that? Or
no, because they had promised to keep it under wraps. Like they didn't want it to happen to anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't any backlash from what happened. They fired him, like I said, but they didn't, how do I explain this? People just recognized that he was no longer there anymore. Okay, they just didn't know why.
He wasn't prosecuted in that way. Yeah.
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 Well, thank you so much, Alicia, for calling in and sharing your story.
And being so brave to call in, you know, because I know that it's not an easy thing when you've been,
Yeah, Alicia, did you think of seeking therapy or anything, or?
No, I didn't. I did talk to some friends. Well, no, I just talked to some friends and let them know what happened.
Okay.
But as far as professional help, I didn't. Okay. I don't know why not. I guess I just didn't feel comfortable doing that, and I don't know, maybe I should have, but I just didn't.
Well, it's never too late.
Yeah.
I want you to know it's never too late. Yeah. If you feel it's something that can help you, I highly recommend that.
Yeah. I have a question for the listeners and for you. In terms of, like, when you do experience, you know, sexual harassment or sexual advances that are unwanted, it's like, does that affect your viewpoint of men in a way? Like, do you carry that on to, like, a relationship that you will have in the future in terms of, like, you know?
I don't think it colors my views on relationships,
mm-hmm.
But it definitely makes you aware of your surroundings and who to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Just as far as noticing people's behavior. So if I notice that someone is kind of being out of sorts, I don't, you know, not how, normally how someone would react towards you,
mm-hmm.
then you're more you know to stay away from them, or if something does happen, then you know to say something. But it doesn't necessarily, to me, it doesn't say, okay, don't try to get into a relationship with someone just because they could or could not do something to you.
Interesting.
Well, thank you once again, Alicia, for sharing. I know it's a very personal topic, and definitely seek help in therapy if you need it.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a good one,
yes,
okay?
Thank you for the call.
You too.
Okay, take care.
I think it's important, too. I was just looking up stuff in terms of the difference between flirting and sexual harassment. Because, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, well, what if I'm flirting with someone? If, you know, guy point of view, oh, I'm just flirting with a girl. Here's what it says. Here's a couple of things it says. If someone flirts and it's unwanted, ask him or her to stop. If they don't stop, it's considered harassment.
Where are you reading this from?
This is from www.pamf.org.
PAMF?
Yeah, PAMF.
.org.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically,
if you're flirting with someone and you don't want that and you tell them to stop.
No, if they're flirting with you and you don't want that and you tell them to stop and they don't stop.
Yeah, that's one.
You said if you're flirting with someone.
Yeah, if I'm flirting with someone.
Okay.
And they don't, and you don't like it and you tell them to stop, then he's sexually harassing.
Yeah. Yes. The key, and then it goes on, says the key difference between flirting and sexual harassment is that sexual harassment is unwelcome.
Right.
So. Right.
So be vocal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're uncomfortable from the start and you feel that there's flirtation,
yes.
Tell them to stop. If yes. they do not stop, then it's sexual harassment.
Exactly. And that's, and to get back to Harvey Weinstein.
Weinstein.
I keep, to get back to Harvey Weinstein, I should know that. To get back to Harvey Weinstein, Ashley Judd, she's been quoted as saying, I said no a lot of ways, a lot of the times, and he always came back at me with some new ask. So basically, she kept telling him no, and he kept coming back. So that's harassment. That's a textbook case of harassment in terms of her. And she's been one of the people very vocal about it. Is and there's a lot of women that have come forward and stated this, and I think that what's interesting is because sometimes you think oh, it's only people that don't have power, you know, that but Ashley Judd, you know, this happened when she was at the top of her career. You know, Angelina Jolie's spoken out and said that it's happened to her
with the same
Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, Asia Argento, which she's a famous director / actress. And so these people, Rose McGowan.
So quick question. I don't know if you know the answer to this. When did they all come out and say something about this?
He was going to be exposed by, I don't know if it was the New Yorker or New York Times or New York. Mm-hmm. It was one of the New York trade magazines. They had been building up something.
Okay.
And basically, once that came out, he kind of tried to defuse it and say, you know, that they're lying and all this stuff, and I'm going to sue them. And then everyone, then other people came out and said, no, that's true, you know.
So, now they came out.
Yeah. But see, so, no.
Oh, they came out then?
There's a lot of people that had came out beforehand and it went under the radar. And that's the problem that is why people are more upset, is because it's not like this first time people have heard about it. You know, there's an investigation on him about it.
But because of his power, was able to make it
probably go away. Yeah. And that's the thing. And there was an investigation. He was caught on the audio tape that she mentioned. It was caught on tape, you know, of him saying that, you know. And that was from an investigation on him. So, and that was years ago. So,
and the sad thing to me is that it's not just him. There's others in Hollywood and in other fields of, you know, different fields, and I'm sure in sports, everywhere it happens. And it's sad. It's disappointing. It definitely happens.
Yeah.
And
I've two things to say in terms of, for our listeners, as us males, what do we need to do, like, in terms of who don't want to tolerate this, what to help you guys out and to, you know, to help you kind of be more vocal, you know, what do we need to do? I know that there has been a lot of support coming now, mm-hmm. and a lot of, I think it's important for men to support women that come out. Because, right. you know, it's of course, women, you know, that have dealt with it are going to support women. But the men...
There's that line.
Yeah.
It's a line, and you can't cross that line.
Yeah.
And when you do, like you said, it's sexual harassment.
Yeah.
So the thing is that with this situation, it's his power that kind of blurs that line and makes it difficult for them to either want to speak out or say something because of the risk of losing their career.
Yeah.
And basically not having a career anymore because of his power.
Because of his power. And that's a thing. It's like, what do I care? You know, can I still live with this and not look the other way so that I can still have a career? Because the thing is, we're not women, obviously. But so we don't know the struggle of coming mm-hmm. up the ladder and fighting for everything that you want. I mean, we're minorities, so we kind of know in that area of what it's like to fight for everything right. that you get. So I think that's the thing, is that when you finally made it somewhere and you're like up there mm-hmm. and it can all go away because of this one thing, it's hard to make that decision, you know?
And other times you stand up and you say something
yeah.
and not only do you lose your career, but it goes unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
It goes away. So then you feel like you've really lost out on both sides.
Yes. Royal, I have a question for you since you've been, I know you're digesting all this, but have you, since you're the younger generation, have you guys even, have you that ever like, has that...
Have you talked about this?
Yeah, has education ever got to, like, have they talked about it in yeah. education?
So you guys are talking about like Hollywood and like sports and stuff?
We're talking about any, like in terms of women being sexually harassed yeah. in the workplace, anywhere.
So like for school, we watched this documentary called The Hunting Ground. I think it's called.
His voice is so low.
And it talks about like this kind of stuff on college campuses.
Mm,
and it's like very common, especially with like fraternities mm-hmm. and like all that, like that demographic. But yeah, we watched a documentary on that. It basically just explains like a bunch of cases that like the colleges that like they sweep like under the rug because they don't want to hurt like their reputation and their name, especially if they're yeah. like high up on the list. They're like, okay, well, we'll suspend them for a few, and hopefully that'll solve both sides. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is like pretty big topic at like school and like everywhere mm-hmm. amongst like my generation. I think to answer your question that you asked earlier, what the men can do is just all we really can do is support. Women that have experienced this and support the idea of coming out
mm-hmm.
For men and women, but yeah, it is talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I think as and I'm not a parent or anything like that, but teaching your kids to respect women and teaching them to that I think that's the, you know, it starts with the younger generation in that way. And because the climate right now is not a good climate for that.
It happens in every field. I mean, even in the music industry, you hear about that with producers, music producers and artists and things. And it's, I've heard that actually recently this week. And it's just sad because it just goes on and on. Hold on, we got a caller. I'm going to answer this call. Hello.
It happens in every field. I mean, even
hello?
Even
in
the hello?
Can you please turn down your radio, please?
Hello?
Computer. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Who is this on the line? I recognize the voice.
Yeah, the voice is very recognizable.
It's Brianna.
Brianna.
And where are you calling from, Brianna?
Radio show, Brianna.
I'm sorry?
Where are you calling from, Brianna?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay. You don't have to be more specific. Don't worry.
It's great that you're listening in. What's going on? What do you have to say?
I can't hear you guys.
You don't? You can't?
No, because you guys are all talking at the same time.
Oh. All right, there you go. What do you have to say, Bri?
Okay.
What do you got?
So, being the male-dominated show and male perspective, I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
I think this goes, you know, people don't realize and don't ever put this into thought, but what do men think sexual harassment is? Because there are times that men will just walk by and grab a woman's booty and think that's okay.
That's,
so I think that's a little confusing, because what men look at and what women look at can be two very different things.
That's a great point. And I personally think that anything that you do not want to happen to you and to your body and it happens is harassment in that way.
I think unwanted sexual attention, just, you know, even it doesn't have to be like physical or anything like that, but even like if you're like doing like signals or like looking at someone in some matter and they make it clear that you're making them uncomfortable, I think that's a form of harassment.
Yeah, that's a it's an interesting thing, because I think for me, like, it's just I think when it gets physical in terms of that, like you said, grabbing the butt, like the, you know, that
something so simple.
Yeah, or I mean, even like, you know, because I've seen some things with catcalls and stuff like that. You know, it's like this lady put on, I think it was Twitter or Instagram, like she went around, she took a selfie with every guy that catcalled her. And there's, it's kind of an, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing of what she did, of why she did that. But I think the thing for me is that we do need, as guys, we do need to know the difference, because, you know, we were just talking last week about giving people compliments. And if I say, oh, you have beautiful eyes, you know, it's like, I don't want to be worried that that's going to be construed. And I know it's not, but I'm just saying, you know, construed, you know, who makes that decision of like, that's, you know, or I love your dress, or I love, you know, if I'm doing a compliment, I wouldn't say I love your dress though, but I'm saying, you know, but you know, it's like, but that's what I'm saying. But I think when it's something like, you know, okay, thank you or whatever, but when you, it's, there's a, that fine line, but there is a line. And I think that that's the thing that guys need to understand and learn, that line, because we have a president right now that is basically, you know, makes it sound like, oh, it's locker room talk. I can, you know, we can all do what, you know, and I think that's blurred the line even more in terms of, you know.
Well, I mean, I think that's something that's been going on forever, and Trump just okayed it even more so.
He validated it in a way, yeah.
He validated it a little bit more, but it's definitely something that's been going on for a very long time. And I think a woman just saying no, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So from a female's point
of
view,
it just doesn't work.
From a female's point of view, what is it that a female can do to make this
better?
What
is it that a female can do?
Yes. Besides speaking out, is there anything else?
I think speaking out is the most important thing. I mean, I've been in a place out in public and I've had a guy come up to me and just grab my booty and think that's okay. And I fought back.
And what happened?
I wasn't just going to allow it to happen. I fought back. I hit him back. I got security. I made a big stink about it right then and there. And unfortunately, it was a fight. we were at a club.
Right.
It just randomly happened, but they didn't want to throw him out because mm-hmm. he had a table and he was spending a lot of money. They didn't want to throw him out of the club for doing that. And I caused a huge scene and made a huge fight and fought him on it that they eventually threw him out. But they weren't going to do that. And I think women need to speak up and stand up for themselves instead of being scared and just letting things go. I'm just not that kind of woman. I'm not going to let things go, as you know, Carol, Josh.
Yeah.
For real. I'm not that type of woman. I'm a fighter. I fight for what's right,
yeah.
no matter what the cost. You can like me, you can hate me, I don't care. But a lot of women don't do that because they're scared of, you know, what's going to happen. Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to... And that should just not even exist at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's the...
So it's really a male...
Yeah, it's a male...
And it's not just males, it's women. I mean, we've all heard what, you know, and I know Donna Karen reneged on what she said, but what she said was not acceptable in saying that how women dress and, you know, what they're exuding is part of it. You know, for a woman to say that about another woman is wrong as well. So it's not just males. It's also women need to help women out as well.
I think that's the most important point, because we all need to come together in that way. And women have to have their own security in terms of with their friends, in terms of kind of banding together and being like, you know, I have your back, you have my back kind of scenario. With
right.
that, and guys need to, when it does happen, needs to be the first to condemn it and also listen, you know, and I think that's the thing. Listening is the most important thing, and I think creating the atmosphere so that women can come forward is even more important, because if they don't feel like there's an atmosphere, if they don't feel like there's some kind of secure way to do it, then it's also never going to happen. You know, because you're a strong character, Bree. We all know that, but there are a lot of women that aren't, and they're very hesitant. And you know, I'm a
right.
You know, there's a big difference between you and myself. You know, in terms of I'm someone that lets things go. You know, in that way, and tries to be like, oh well, you know, I'll just let it go. There's mm-hmm. a lot of women like that that just are like, oh well, you know. I won't see him again.
Accept it.
Yeah, they accept it, or like I just won't. I'll leave.
Right, which is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and so.
Right.
Yeah, they have to know that, you know, by accepting it, you're letting him or her still do it to other people, and
exactly
in their head they think it's okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, right. Awesome.
Thank you for sharing, yes. Brianna.
And you're very welcome. Yes. You're very welcome.
Very interesting.
Muchas gracias.
Bye.
All right, take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
That's funny.
Yes.
But talking about her point that she shared, I remember that day.
Do you?
Yeah. I remember when she brought it up. I remember it exactly that day and mm-hmm. where she was. And she called me
yeah.
and was not happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Was really upset about it. And, you know, she was out with her friends. And that had happened to her. It just made me feel bad because I'm like, you know,
yeah.
It's sad because it's sad for several reasons. You know, number one, they didn't want to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because he was spending money.
That's the thing. He had money.
So again, it's a power thing. You know, the guy had a table,
mm-hmm.
therefore was helping the club with money. I don't know what kind of customer he was. Maybe he comes all the time.
Well, but if you have a table, then yeah. you're spending big money.
Yeah, he's spending money, but I don't know if he was a guy that frequent customer or whatever. But they didn't want to do anything about
yeah.
it, and that's the sad part about it, you know. But also, it's like, what is he thinking that he can just go up and do that?
Because usually, people like that, they've gotten away with it before, you know.
Right.
And that's the thing, and it's not the first time offender usually for that reason, and so. I think he felt comfortable enough to do that in the public, you know? Mm. So it's like he's gotten away with it before. And I think that's the problem, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of nerve, but yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a phone call.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Hello, who do we got on the line here? Hello? Hello, hello, we lost you.
Who's our caller?
Oh. Someone else is calling. We'll take this phone call. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Maisha.
Maisha, how are you doing? Thank you for calling the Power.
Good. How are you?
We are good. Thank you.
Yeah, we're good.
What do you got to contribute?
Hi, Royal.
Hi.
Shout out to Royal. How you doing?
So you guys are talking about sexual. I'm okay.
Yeah, we're trying to wrap our heads around this because obviously, you know, being men, we haven't experienced. I mean, some men have. I haven't experienced it. I've been sexually abused. So you know, but I've never been sexually harassed. And mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, it's all about.
Well, I'll just
go ahead, Maisha.
I'll just give my my experience. As I've told you guys before, I'm a nurse. Mm-hmm. So naturally, I work around doctors. So that's my experience. I was sexually harassed by a doctor. And my personality is I'm very friendly. I'm a hugger. Mm-hmm. So I hug people. And this particular doctor, at first, I didn't really recognize it because I thought he was just being friendly. But then he started talking about how beautiful I was and... And, you know, every time he would come to the facility, he would always be hugging on me and stuff. He wasn't touching me inappropriately. Mm-hmm. It was just he was hugging me a lot, and he was talking about my appearance a lot. Mm-hmm. So that started to make me feel uncomfortable. And he wouldn't do it in private. It was, like, public. Like, everybody that I work around would see this. And people would tease me about it and stuff. And, you know, I started to feel uncomfortable about that. So I never reported him. Not necessarily because he was a doctor, but just because that's the place where I work. And, you know, you get backlash. There's a possibility of getting backlash from that. Mm-hmm. Like, employees or higher ups will be saying, you know, oh, she did this and that. She reported him, and it wasn't really a big deal. And I didn't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to do my job and go home. And,
yeah.
So now what I do is he still comes to the center, mm-hmm. but I just avoid him.
You avoid him.
And he'll say, oh, I don't get a hug today. And I'm like, I'm really busy. I'm with a patient right now. So I just kind of avoid him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I deal with it.
Yeah.
Instead of reporting him.
Yeah.
I'm a peacemaker. Man. I don't like to, you know, I don't
ruffle feathers,
like to cause trouble. That's my approach.
But to me, I think it's unfair that you have to change your normal routine.
Yeah.
And that you're actually going out of your way to so he doesn't have to change his ways. And that's one thing that concerns me.
Yeah. I think also that one of the things that I would say to you, just because it seemed like we have similar personalities, is that you have to kind of give clear signals of no to him, because us as males, we're taught in a way that women love confidence. Women love when you give them compliments and this and that, you know, so there's mixed signals there, you know, and I think that, you know, there's that fine line between flirting, you know, and then no, I don't like that attention. Stop it. You know? And I think that that's what men need to hear more often, because they get away with it otherwise. And so, that's what I would say in terms of, to the listeners too, is like, be more firm with the no's in that way, because I've seen women say, you know, have guys that they're like, oh, I can't stand him, you know, he's always, and then they're dating him next week, you know, because they like that confidence.
Yeah.
So that firm no of like, no, you're harassing me, would be a better stance in that way.
Well, giving a compliment, usually you give a compliment and it stops there. You know, you give a compliment and no one says thank you, and then it stops there. But when you're doing it over and over and over again, and then he was like drawing attention to me, which I really don't like.
Uncomfortable.
I don't like to be the center of attention. He was asking other people, isn't she beautiful? Isn't she gorgeous? I don't.
That
really didn't make me feel comfortable at all.
Yes, I agree.
So now I'm just have the avoidant type of, and now I'm careful about who I hug.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of changed my personality. I'm, when it comes to guys, I'm like, really, because I don't know how they're going to react. I don't know how they're going to take it. You know, I'm just being friendly, but sometimes guys take it as you're coming on to them or you like them.
Yeah.
And that's not what it means. It's just my personality and who I am. So now I'm cautious about.
So you changed your life.
men in general, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't hold back. Mm-hmm. I would let them know how you feel, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't change, you know, the way you are. If anything, things need to change on his end. You know, that's my advice for that situation.
Yeah.
But we thank you, Maisha, for yes. We actually have to wrap up.
It went by really
we
quick.
Thank okay. you for your call, and we hope you have a good week. We hope to hear from you soon. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so
you
much.
Too. Thank you yeah. for taking my call.
Of thank course. You. Thank you.
Take care.
You.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Actually, got that. My bad. That went by kind of fast.
Yeah.
We got to wrap up. Any final thoughts, Taj?
No, I think, honestly, just creating dialogue, and I think from both sides, you know, I think women need to know that they have support, mm-hmm. and men need to know that you have to give support. You have to, you know, be there for women in this time.
It's very true. Royal, anything? Final words? Thoughts?
I think you report the issue no matter what, whether that's publicly or to the person that's harassing you. It still needs to be reported and brought to attention, because if you just let it go, then that person, like Taj said, is just thinking that it's okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to make a big deal out of it, but it does need to be brought to attention.
I agree.
That's a good point.
I definitely,
because there's a record.
Think
of
so.
It.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think you need to speak out. You need to let people know if you're uncomfortable, because if you don't say that, they're going to keep doing it, and it's going to be another person put in that situation, and it could get worse. So definitely speak out. Don't be afraid. Don't have fear, and stay strong. Anything else, fellas?
No,
that's it.
That is it for now. We'll see you guys next week.
Yes.
Thank you for helping out, calling, and thank you, Royal, for coming by.
Yeah,
no problem.
Pleasure, Royal.
All right, that's our show. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.